Hello again!
Hello!
Hello! We're just gonna do a little factor crap this time around. We'll just post a quickie episode for this one.
Yeah.
We need breaks, you know.
We're so damn tired.
Well, we need time in between to get more coffee and, you know, take the dog out in Bette's case. I gotta brush my teeth. God, my
that
teeth.
Can be, my teeth. Say that can be a euphemism. Take the dog out.
Take the dog out. Factor crap, Bette.
Yes.
Tanzanite is a gemstone named after its country of origin, Tanzania. Oh, by the way, Desperado on Dish Earth right now. Desperado.
Oh, Lord. Do you get that wistful look?
I do love that song. It's okay.
I do not love
that's
that song
right.
at all. I'm going to say that is fact.
That is fact. Ding, ding, ding. I don't have anything to ding. But congratulations. Fact. Correct.
Yay.
Give me one.
Music. Fact or crap. When The Cure supported Susie and the Banshees on tour, we all remember that. Mm. Remember your eye makeup. Robert Smith performed in both bands.
Hmm. Well, I'll say fact. I have no idea.
That is indeed fact.
Yay!
The household but versatile Smith can play guitar, bass, flute, double bass, keyboards, and violin.
Really? He's a regular Paul McCartney.
Yes, he's a Renaissance man.
Yes. Fact or crap, the Christian name Pearl is not derived from the jewel, but from the Greek word for smooth beauty. Fact or crap?
I'm going to say that's crap.
That is crap. You're 2 for 2.
Yay!
And then in a completely unrelated note, the back of the page says, but the name Chloe comes from the Greek word that means green shoot. Just in case you wanted to know that. Nothing to do with pearls.
So my English friend Tina, if you'd happen to be listening, your daughter's name is Green Shoot.
Green Shoot. My turn. Or your turn to give
me one. My turn. If you miss this one, I'll beat you in the face.
Uh-oh.
Fact or crap. Sinead O'Connor wrote her hit Nothing Compares to You for her then-husband, Brian Ortoy. You got it. Crap.
Prince. I know that. Thank God. It always makes me a little nervous when you say you better get this one.
When you say you're going to beat me in the face. Right?
It does make me a little nervous when you say you'll beat
you
me in the face.
You to think.
You'll get this. Fact or crap, narcolepsy is a sleep-related disorder and not a limb defect.
It is a sleep-related disorder. That is fact.
Correct. Fact.
Yes.
We rule at this game.
For now. Okay, wait a minute.
I'm starting to get hungry.
I've hit the end of the month. Fact or crap?
Fact or crap?
Kenny G. Crap.
Crap.
Kenny G earned a place in the Guinness Book of World Records for holding a note on his saxophone for over 45 minutes.
That's fact.
That is fact.
He uses that circular breathing technique.
But it is fact.
Yeah.
It was a crap note.
Oh, we talked about that on last time's podcast-a-thon when Mr. M came on and was going to just... Remember? Mr. M came on and played
one note. I
remember
we talked about Kenny G.
We talked about Kenny G, and he got really pissed off. He was like, Kenny G. In fact, I think that he ended up...
45 minutes of pure crap.
Yep. Let's see. Fact or crap. The first music chart in the United States was published in 1936.
Now say that again?
The first music chart, the charts, in the United States was published in 1936.
Well, that has to be crap.
No, that is fact. That was the first year the Billboard magazine came out. Yes, it is.
No, that has to be wrong, because I've seen the top 10 from 1900. Please do not dive
I'm sorry, Bette, but you are wrong. You have ruined our perfect game.
I'm writing the public. I'm a failure.
American music magazine Billboard published its first music hit parade listing on January 4th of 1936.
No.
Yes.
That's wrong.
You're wrong.
I'm a failure.
Fact or crap does not lie. Well, sometimes it is wrong, but I believe that's true about Billboard. There wouldn't have been any records before then to be selling. I mean, that was around the time that 1936 would have been around the time that people were actually selling records and keeping track of who bought the most records. So that, to me, seems perfectly logical. In 1900, it might have been based on sheet music.
Based on word of mouth.
Word of mouth. I love that Upon My Mary Thresher song.
They sing this song more than any other. Okay.
Give me one more and then we're going to post.
Okay, fact or crap. Blondie was sued by car maker Subaru. This is wrong. Blondie was sued by car maker, comma, Subaru, comma. That's wrong.
Yeah, that's incorrect grammar.
It's a crap. That would be all right. For using their brand name in one of their songs without permission.
Who's the band?
Blondie.
Oh, Blondie. I thought you said Blandy, and I was like, who's Blandy?
You thought I said Blondie.
Blindy. Blindy. Why Blindy? Subaru. Fact.
That is crap.
Good percentage.
But the brand name was indeed used in Deborah Harry's hit Rapture, which I despise with every fiber of my being.
I like Rapture. Fab Five Freddy. All right, that's it for this episode. We'll be back in another half hour. Thanks, everybody, for being there.
With more facts and crap, but we're not playing the game. We'll just have facts and crap.
We'll just have more facts and crap, but not actual game. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye!